Fraser, Jenny, Dartmouth, Massachusetts, September 15, 1859. Dear Jenny, Fraser. Here we are at Dartmouth, in the house of Brother Ashley. We are quite well. My health is good, for me. I wrote my last letter from Charlestown, Massachusetts. Thursday, we rode on the cars to Salem, the place of our next meeting. Made our home at Brother Saxby's. They were attentive to our wants. Brother and Sister Hutchins came Thursday. Brother Hutchins is quite well. Sister Hutchins is about as usual, but both have good appetites. This is favorable for them. They are in good spirits, enjoying the blessing of God. Brother Nichols seems as good as ever. He attended our meeting at Salem. The meeting was much better than we had expected. A large hall, Lyceum Hall, was hired for the meeting. It was rather an odd place for a meeting. It was a very large room. We went up a flight of stairs. The hall was entered by three doors, and from the entrance commenced to descend and continued to descend. Every row of seats was a step lower. We went down into the hall as you go down a pair of stairs. Then there was a platform, and upon the platform, a stand. This platform was broad. James and Brother Hutchins took their places in the center of the platform behind the stand and moved the sofa to one end of the platform. From this platform, the seats were ascending unto the entrance of the hall. Sabbath, our meetings were interesting and profitable. James preached twice. Brother Hutchins talked quite freely. I bore my testimony with some freedom. Sunday. Meetings commenced with a conference and prayer meeting. It was a good season. I talked, gave some little description of the sufferings of Christ. There were 125 present. James preached from this text. Preach the word. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. He was very clear and free. Those who heard him said they never heard the subject made so plain before. James divided his subject and finished in the afternoon. There were 150 present. James was blessed of the Lord with liberty again. I had some freedom in exhorting at the close of the discourse. James preached again in the eve. I had freedom and was strengthened to follow with exhortation. Meetings closed up well. Monday morning we were about to separate, and James spent some little time before morning prayer talking to those present upon having a kind, courteous spirit, being pitiful, etc. We then had a free season of prayer, and thus we parted. Brother Saxby took us in his easy carriole to Charlestown. His wife accompanied us. The next day we went into Boston and traded some. Bought some remnants, drilling, bed ticking, 27 yards factory cloth, 2 pieces, fine and coarse. Woolen cloth for pants. Cloth for my boys. Remnants of merino shawls, etc. I have ticking enough for 3 feather ticks. I have done well by you this time in getting you the things you wanted. Jenny, please get 2 crocks at Brother Kellogg's and send 1 to Sister Godsmark's, the other to Sister Byington's, to pack down with good butter. Today we are at Sister Collins, a good home for weary pilgrims. Last night it was very cold. A heavy frost cut off corn and tomatoes. James saw ice 1/8 of an inch thick. We are expecting to hear from you all at Topsom. Hope to hear you are all well, prospering in the Lord. We have not time to write Henry from this place, but will write him when we get to Topsom. Hope, dear Henry, you are a good boy and happy in doing right. Jenny, be careful of your strength. Trust in the Lord, forever trust. We went last evening to visit Sister Russell, who is in despair. She will not try to think there is hope for her. She is wasted to a skeleton. We had a very free time praying for her. She rested well that night, which is unusual for her. I pitied the poor soul, for she has ever tried to be a consistent Christian. in love.